What I learned from them. When I was a child, my father, having no son, decided he would instill a love of sport in both of his daughters. While my sister leans more towards football, a love of basketball took root in my own heart and flowered. I can remember the great days of Clyde Drexler leading the team of defenders, the smiling face of a rookie, Sam Castle, whose deep love of the game caused him to grin and laugh after taking a three-point shot that made everyone jump to their feet and gasp in anxiety before the whole crowd would explode into sounds of joy as the ball made a soft swish through the hoop. And, of course, the big man. There are times when we wake up that we are haunted by a dream we cannot remember. Yet there was a dream all of Houston experienced together that no one could ever forget. Hakeem Olajuwon came to us from Nigeria as a very shy freshman who would make a name for himself at the University of Houston, where the days of Phi Slama Jama will never be forgotten. He would quickly endear himself to the city of Houston, where those of us who watched his career on the court also saw him grow into his position as center, watched his skills develop, and also the baptism by fire of a great leader who through his humbleness and grace would lead a brave young team to world championships. Olajuwon's humbleness, despite his obvious fame, led him to keep quiet when the Houston Rockets franchise printed his first jersey with the name Akeem, using his first name instead of his last, and misspelling it as well.